Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Shkalim Perik Beis Mishnah Hey. Moiser Shkalim. I save up money for my Machzah Shekel. Turns out I have extra. This is talking about a case where I said the words are Elu L'Shikli. This is for my Shekel. The din is, what's the halacha with that extra chulin? It has no kedusha. You can do whatever you want with that extra money. You can buy a Danish. You can buy an ice cream with it. So in other words, this is a Stam Mishnah according to the opinion of the Beis Hillel. I set aside money for the purchase of a tenth of an ephah of flour. What am I doing with this tenth of an ephah of flour? I'm going to bring a carbon to be mechaper on my chet. To be mechaper on my chet, you mean like a chatas or maybe an asham? Those are the karbanis that are mechaper and chataim. But I don't understand, those are animal karbanis, not flour. Well, the answer is, there are cases where it's called, you bring a carbon oile v'yared. It depends on the person's financial status. For example, let's say you have a witness that swore falsely that he had no information, and the MS he did. Let's say someone who didn't know he was tameh, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash, or he ate hagdish. Another case would be someone who swore falsely, or he was over on his own shvua. If he mamish can't afford it, he's really, really poor, then he brings flour instead of the animal. How much? A tenth of an ephah, otherwise referred to as an oimer. The pasuk says beferish that an oimer is an aseres ephah. You remember where that pasuk is? It's by the man. How much is that? It's 43 and a fraction eggs, average eggs. I don't know if you remember the siman that we gave when we learned Masechtas Erevin. Remember we said Askalav Gudai? You write Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez on the top line. Askalav, Aleph stands for Eifa, Samach for Sa, Kuf is a Kav, Lamed is a Loig or a Lug, and the Vez at the end of the word stands for Beya. Those are different types of measurements. Underneath, we wrote the word Gudai, Gimel Vav Dalet Vav, the Gimel between the Aleph and the Samach, the Vav between the Samach and the Kuf, the Dalet between the Kuf and the Lamed, and the Vav between the Lamed and the Beis. So the top word, Askalo, stands for Eifa, Sa, Kav, Lug, Beya. What do the bottom letters stand for? And the answer is the bottom letters are numbers. And you go up and down. How much is an Eifa? It's Gimel. 3 sa. How much is a sa? It's vav. 6 kav. How much is a kav? It's dalet. 4 lug. How much is a lug? It's vav. 6 bayim. Okay. So this person saved up money for his asira seif. It turns out that he has extra money. Or, meiser kinei zavin, kinei zaves v'kinei yaldis. We discussed this earlier. In Perig Aleph Mishnah Hei. Zavin and zaves are certain types of tumah. Yaldis is a woman that has a baby. They bring bird karbonis. They saved up money for these karbanais. Turns out they have extra. Or v'chatois v'ashamais. Purchases for a karban chatas or a karban asham. He saved up money for it, and it turns out he has extra. Moisroi sayin. What's the din with all of this extra? With these extra funds. Nidava. You put them into a box that's marked nidava, and then the people in charge would take the money from this box and bring karban oilois for the mizbeach. Karban oilois nidava that was called kayetz mizbeach for the mizbeach when there were no other karbanas to be offered on the Mizbeach at that time. Zok the Mishnah Vayta Zeh HaKlal, this is the rule, Kol Shibo L'Shem Chatas U'L'Shem Ashma. Anything, any money that was set aside for things that have to do with chet, a kapara for some type of an aveira, things you would bring a carbon chatas or a carbon ashan for, my saran, the extra funds, nidava. Go into this box that says nidava. On the other hand, Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Meiser Oila, if he was saving up for a carbon oila and he has extra money, Li Oila, just bring another oila with the extra money. Meiser Mincha, same is true with extra funds set aside for a mincha. Li Mincha, just bring another mincha. Meiser Shlamim, extra money that you saved up and you have more than you need to buy your carbon shlamim. So Li Shlamim, use it for another carbon shlamim. Meiser Pesach, saved up for a carbon Pesach and you have extra money, Li Shlamim, that gets converted to a shlamim. The Bat Tanura reminds us how we know that. The Pasuk says, "Vezavachta Pesach l'shem l'kachot tzayin u'bakar." That's a question. Tzayin u'bakar. Bakar is camel. Karban Pesach can't come from Bakar, it comes only from a sheep or a goat. So we see from this pasuk that somehow it's shayach that indirectly a shlam can come from a bakar, and that would be Maaser Pesach. Now we've learned earlier different examples of how somehow a Karban Pesach gets converted into a shlam, but this is one of the examples. You're saving up money for a Karban Pesach, you have extra money that goes for a Karban Shlamim. Maaser Nazirim, let's say somebody was collecting money for the Karbanos of Nazirim. And he has extra money. What should he do with it? Linazir? Hold on to it until the opportunity arises to purchase more karbanis for other Nazir. Maaser Nazir, let's say you have one person who separated his money to bring his karbanis, because he himself is a Nazir and he has extra money. Linadava, the extra money is going to go lekayit samizbech. It's going to go into that box that says Nadava, and they're going to purchase funds to bring carbon oilis on the Mizbeach with it. Now, why is this so? How come if I have a general fund to collect carbonis for Nazirim, I say, what do I do with the extra money? Wait until some other Nazirim need carbonis? Yet if an individual Nazir saves up money for his own carbonis, the extra goes linadava. Well, it's the same answer as to why, how come we don't save by the carbon chattas if he saves up money for the carbon chattas and he has extra money? Why do we say the extra goes in the dove? Why don't we just say he should buy another chatas with it? Just like we say by an oil or a shlamim. The answer is simple. You can donate a carbon oil. So if I want to bring a carbon oil and I have extra money, I saved up money, but I saved up too much money. Fine, take the extra money and donate another carbon oil. Or take the extra money and donate another carbon shlamim. That you can do. But you can't donate a carbon chatas. You can't decide one day you're bringing a carbon chatas. It's only if a person was over a certain chait that he brings a chatas or an asha. The rule is karbonais chayva, like the Mishnah told us. Anything that you have to bring because of a certain event that took place or a certain aveira that took place. So what do you do with the extra money? You can't bring another one. You're only allowed to bring what you have to bring. So it goes into the nedava box. On the other hand, karbanis that you're allowed to donate on your own, nothing has to happen specifically for you to be able to bring a carbon oil. You can stand bring a carbon oil. There are certain instances where you have to bring a carbon oil. There's an oilas chayva. But then I said, I could just decide on any given day I'm bringing a carbon oil. Oilas nedava. Same is true for a mincha, same is true for a shlamin. Now, if I am stand collecting money for nazirim, for the purpose, a special fund, there's a nazir who needs money. Okay, so I can wait for the next Nazir, because I didn't specify that money for a specific Nazir. But if I'm collecting the money for myself, I'm the Nazir, so there's a certain amount of karbanis that I bring as a Nazir. Now, if I have extra, what am I going to do with this? I personally can't bring any more karbanis Nazir. I only bring the karbanis that I have to. So why can't I give it to a different Nazir? The chelek is pashit. I collected this money for myself. Therefore, I can't give it to a different Nazir. So therefore, that money goes into the Nedava box. And from there, funds are purchased for a carbon oil. So in Echad Ami, whenever I can use the extra money to bring another of the same carbon, I would. You can't always do that. It has to be the type of carbon that you can just donate. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Moiser Aniyim Li Aniyim. I collected money for poor people. For Shabbos. To help them with food, whatever it is. But I collected it for a specific need. And Lamaisa, you didn't like to give tzedakah, I have more money than I need. What should I do with the leftover funds? The answer is help other poor people. Maaser aniyim, extra money that you collected for poor people, laniyim should go for other poor people. So really the Tiferes Yisrael says that this could be understood in two ways. Either you find more poor people that need this specific thing that you collected for, or for the same poor people, you'll give them the money for different things that they need. However, Moiser Ani, suppose I collected it for a specific Ani. In the previous case, I was thinking about, okay, this is going to serve a certain purpose for Aniya. Then I couldn't find any more Aniya. But I wasn't thinking about a specific Ani. I didn't raise the money for so-and-so or so-and-so. In this case, I did. I raised money for a specific ani, and I have left over. Meiser ani, what should I do with it? Liyasei ani. I went around saying, so-and-so needs a new suit for Shabbos. Fine, I have money. Much more money than I need to buy a suit. So fine, so give the rest of the money to him. He needs other things besides the suit. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Meiser Shvuyim, leftover money that people gave to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Pidyon Shvuyim. Shavi is a prisoner. Shvuyim means to ransom Shvuyim or to help them in any way whatsoever. What do we do with the extra money? So the Shvuyim. Put it away in a special place. And when there'll be other prisoners that have to be redeemed, use this money. On the other hand, Moiser Shavu, if he went directly and said, I'm raising money for so-and-so Nebuch, he was captured, we have to redeem him. Now we have extra money, Liyaisa Shavi, goes to that person. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, Moiser Hamesim, Lemesim, someone collected money. Tzayrach, the kvura of a mace, not for a specific mace. He wants a fund ready in case they have to bury some of the money should be there. But whatever I need to collect for a mace, I have more than I need, I see. So the answer is, so put it away in a fund when you'll need it again. Hopefully he won't, but just in case. But he never asked for a specific mace. He never said, oh, yvei, so-and-so was niftan abich, we need money for a bekavet dikalavaya, for the begadim, for the shrouds, or whatever. It was just in general. That's where we say Meiser HaMesim is LeMesim. However, Meiser HaMes, if he collected it for a specific person that passed away, LiYarshav, then according to the first Tana, it goes to his Yarshav. What do we do with the extra money? I don't donate it to Stama Fund if there'll be another mace that needs it. No, it goes to his ears. It goes to the children of the mace or whoever his closest Yarshav are that Yashnim. Now the Batanur explains as follows. The Emes, we should have to go around and collect to help someone be buried. There's a big bazillion for the mace. The mace is looking around, sees what's happening. Hashem is looking. Now that there's extra money, where should this money go? This money came through something that was difficult for the mace to watch from the Olam HaElyon. So we understand that he's Meichelit Lagabi his children. Let it go to his children. Remeir disagrees. Remeir Oimer Meiser HaMeis. If there's leftover funds that were collected to help bury someone, Emunach HaChiyovi Eliyahu. We're not sure what to do with the money. And what happens when we're not sure what to do with money? We wait for Eliyahu Yanavi to tell us what to do with it. What's Remeir's suffix? Remeir is not sure whether Taka the Mace is Moichelit to his Yarshim. Or maybe no. This was embarrassing for the Mace. Who says that he's Moichelit to his Yarshim? So it's a suffix. If it's a suffix, it has to stay where it is until we know what to do with it. Rabbi Nosson says, Moiser HaMace, what do we do with extra money? We collected money to help bury a certain individual. We have extra money. Bainin loy nefesh al kivrei. We build a monument for him over his kever. Reb Nosson explains about Tanura is absolutely certain that the mess is not Meichel, his bezyanus to his children. We have to do something for the covet of the mess. So we make this mitzvah from the extra money because the mess was zoicha in this money. Zakta bat Tanura, the halacha is like the Tanakama, who says he's Meichel to his Yarshim. Now what happens, says the Bat Tanura, if we collected money, Letzarech Kfuras HaMeis, because we thought he has no money. Afterwards it turned out he does have money. So we don't say the extra money should go to the Yarshim. Because the whole collection was a mistake. It's not that we collected too much, the whole collection was unnecessary. We thought he doesn't have money, it turns out that he does. What do we do with the money? We give it back. To those who gave the tzedakah, we say it was a mistake. The tzedakah was not necessary. Furthermore, says the Bat Tanura from the Yerushalmi, let's say, in this particular community where we did this collection, you have what's called Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir. These seven people, they are officially in charge of whatever goes on, all the tzarchei tzibur in the town. Or, there's a certain askin, everyone trusts, everyone knows. All in Yonei Tzibur goes through him. And he decides to take money that was left over from funds that were collected to free prisoners, or money that was left over from funds that were collected for poor people or for Mesim, and he says the Tzibur needs it for something else. It could be done. Okay, Chazara time. We learned in our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah Kibbeis Hillel, if you say Eilu L'Shikli and you're saving up money for your Machza Shekel, turns out you had some extra, no problem, you can use that extra for whatever you want. If you're collecting money for your Asiras Ha'efa, because that's all you can afford when you have to bring a carbon in the cases that we discussed, those were examples of a carbon oil of a yard where a person can bring his carbon chatas. If he can't afford anything else, he can bring it in the form of a meal offering and a serious eif of flour. If he saved up money for it and it turns out that there's extra money, for that matter, the karbanos that a zav, a ziva, or a yaldis, a woman that had a baby, has to bring. They have to bring bird karbanos, chatais, and a shamais. People saved up for this and it turns out there's extra. What do we do with the money? You can't just bring another one of these karbanas because you can't donate these karbanas. It's only when you're mechuyev in them. So the extra money goes into a box that was marked nedava, and that was used l'kayit samizbeach to bring carbon oilis on the mizbeach when there were no other karbanas for the mizbeach. On the other hand, karbanas that you could donate, like if someone saved that money for a carbon oila. Now you could donate a carbon oila. Now while it's true that some oilis are an obligation, but there are also carbon oilis that are nedava. So if you save up money for a carbon oila and you have extra money, you have that option of just bringing another oila. Same is true for a carbon mincha. You save that money for a mincha, you have extra money. Donate another carbon mincha with the extra money. For that matter, if you have extra money after you saved up for a carbon shlamim, just use it to bring another carbon shlamim. If you saved up for a carbon Pesach and you have extra money, so we dash in from the Pasuk, extra money for a Pesach goes for a Shlamim. If in general you raised money for the Karbanis of Nazirim without specifying which ones, and then you have extra, what do we do with that money? Wait for other Nazirim to come along, and they need Karbanis. On the other hand, if someone saved that money for a specific Nazir, whereas the Batnura explains, someone was saving up money for his own karbanis. He was a nazir, and it turns out he has leftover money, so it was put away for him, for a specific nazir. You can't just give it over to other nazirim. And therefore, that's also going to have to go into the nedava box. Someone collected money for poor people, and whatever the purpose was, whatever his goal was, he met the goal and he has extra money, so save it until more poor people need it. Or perhaps the same poor people, give it to them for a different purpose, as the Tiferes Yisrael says. But if someone collected money for a specific ani, for a need of a specific ani, l'maisa, we have more than we need, you have to give it to that ani. If you collected money for pidyon shvuyim in general, and we have more money, save it until you're going to need it again for prisoners. But if you collected money for a specific prisoner, and there's extra, give the extra to that person. Person collected money for Mason in case they need Kvura, without being specific. L'maisa, he has extra than what it appears he needs, so save it until it's necessary again. Hopefully it won't be, but in case there are Mason that need it, the fund should be available. If he raised money for a specific mess to help get him buried, for the shrouds, for the tachrich, and whatever else was needed, and it turns out there's more than we need, according to the Tanakhama, it goes to his Yarshim. Even though there was a bezayin here for the mess, the neshama feels a tremendous bezayin, he's meichelit if it goes to his children. Rabbi Meir is not sure whether the mess is meichelit or not, and being that we're not sure what to do with the money, we do what we often do when we're not sure what to do with money. Yehi monach hachiyavi Eliyahu. Rabbi Nassim says, no, he's sure the mess is not meichelit to his yarshim, so what do we do with the extra money? He says, b'nei lo nefesh al kivrei, and that means we build a monument for him over his caver. We learned in the Bat Tanura, let's say someone collected money to help bury someone, and it turned out he had money. We looked under his mattress, he had plenty of money. It turns out we didn't know. Maybe he was a tzaddik, he lived like a poor person, we didn't know he had money. So the whole thing was a mistake. So we don't say the extra money goes to the Yarshim, or it goes to building a Nefesh al Kivrei. No, it goes back to the people who donated the money, because the whole collection here was a mistake. And finally, the Bat Tanura says that if you have Shiva Tuva Yair, seven people that are officially appointed, or one person who is appointed to be the Askin, everyone is Maskim, he is the one that controls the money and decides where money should go, even if it was collected for one purpose. If they see a need, it should go for a different purpose, it could be done, and we don't stop them